Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 105 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, August 11th, 2011, live from Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast tonight. For those of you wishing it, it will happen immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
It's the Showstoppers from 1968. Because at Hinky Dinky Time Radio, it ain't nothing but a house party. I believe I'm going to have an ice cold beverage. Would you care to join me?
You're out of beer. If you like it like with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do when you're out of Schlitz. You're out of beer. Real gusto in the night beer Schlitz.
All right, from 1964, how about a little bit of the Beatles? A couple of schlitzes in, I expect to be feeling just fine.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby said she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so.
In or out, Tate? That's all I can say to you. In or out. This next one goes out to my dad and my brother Nick, who are both tuned in and watching and listening on StickCam. This goes out to my dad because I know he'll love it, and to Nick because I'm not sure he will. This is from 1971, and this is the Holy Modal Rounders, and, well, heck. That's the Holy Modal Rounders and Boobs a Lot from 1971, although that could be a mislabeled file and be the original Fugs version, but I guess we'll never really know. Have you been following the news? Because the news has been quite grim. Apparently the world is coming to an end. All kinds of things are going badly. They've invented something new in England. It's the first new thing they've invented since bad teeth and Mersey Beat. It's now called recreational rioting or flash rioting. You just wait for a message on your mobile device. Here's mine right here. I'm waiting. And then somebody that you don't know tells you where to go and what stores to burn down. London is, in fact, burning. From 1977, this is The Clash, and London's burning.
London's burning! London's burning! Turning on your face of new religion. Everybody's sitting around watching television. London's burned.
We're boiling now.
London's burned down.
Na 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 na.
London's burning.
We're boiling now.
London's burning down.
Na 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 na.
I'm up and down a west side, in and out the light. What a great traffic system. It's so bright. I can't think of a better way to spend the night. The speeding around. And it's the yellow light.
London's burning.
We're burning. down through the empty bum looking for a home. I'm a movie if there's no, cause I'm all alone. Not as bright.
We're all alone now.
Not as bright.
No.
Not as burning.
We're all alone now.
Not as burning.
No.
That's The Clash from 1977. From 1967, this is the great Jackie Wilson, and Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher. And I've been noticing that for years that a lot of songs sound like other songs, and lately I've been plagued by noticing that the beginnings of songs, the intros to songs, sound to me like other songs. And when I hear one song play, I think a different song is starting. We just heard what we just heard. Now listen to what we're just about to hear. This is Sir Tom Jones from 1966, and a song called Not Responsible.
You son, have you ever felt that you weren't responsible for the things that you do? When the girl that you were with is just too much. She is so out of sight, baby, that all you can say is, well, all right. I'm not responsible, not responsible for anything I do when I'm with you. I'm not responsible, it's impossible to be so very near. Part of you. You've got such a hold on me. responsible. Not responsible when you can make a man do what you want him to. I'm not responsible. It's impossible to be so very near and not know what to do. You got such a hold on me. You make it seem so easy, but it's true.
Thank you.
That's Paul McCartney and Wings. That's the last track on the first side of the 1973 release, Band on the Run. Right now, from 1940, their biggest hit by far. This is the Ink Spots. And let's all have a cup of Java.
Coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Boy,
I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, now pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, slip me a slug from the wonderful mug. I've got a rug till I'm stuck in the jug. A slice of onion and a raw one. Draw one. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, Boston beans, soybeans, green beans, cabbage and greens. I'm not keen upon a bean, unless it is a cheery, cheery bean, boy. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and the tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, yeah. I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, not for me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup.
Yeah.
Oh, throw me that slug from the wonderful mug. I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in the jug. Drop a nickel in a pot, Joe. I take 'em a slow. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me.
Yeah.
A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Well, Tate's having trouble staying in the StickCam chat room, and that's a shame, because I like it when Tate's there. I like it when he brings Reed, and Dad and Nick have left. They've gone out to dinner. I don't know if they went just the two of them or if they took Sherry with them. I hope they have a great dinner. They say they're going to catch the rest of the show later on the archive. Right now, from 1970, this is Robin Gibb off of the Robin's Rain album, and well, this is called Mother and Jack.
Thank you.
40 years ago this week, the number 40 song in the greater Chicago area was this big hit by Joan Baez. I'm sorry, I am talking over it. We finally got her to stop. Just to stop. Let's just enjoy a few moments of silence. It's not dead air. It's blessed relief.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. It is another weekend in Midland City, and once again, crime runs rampant on the streets. And in the office of the police commissioner...
Yes, Commissioner.
Miss Helfinger.
Yes, I am.
Once again, rhyme is running rampant on the streets.
It'll do it every time.
Quickly, Miss Helfinger, summon the fantastic feathered fighter.
Right.
And say to him...
Rhyme is running rampant on the streets.
Yes, then say to him...
Go and quickly crush the rampant rhyme.
Yes,
for only you can crush rhyme when it's rampant.
Have I forgotten anything?
Nope, that pretty much covers it.
I try to be thorough in these things.
You were superb.
It's a great responsibility.
I'm dialing the Winged Warrior.
Yes, thank you.
And seconds later, in a small man-made underground cave located under the home of young shoe salesman Benton Harper, a special yellow telephone suddenly comes alive.
This is the chicken cave.
Winged Warrior?
Yes, I am.
This is Miss Hellfinger. I have a message from the commissioner.
Yes.
Go and quickly crush the cramp and rhyme.
Miss Hellfinger?
Mm-hmm.
You may tell the commissioner that I have heard his summons.
And you will hasten to answer his desperate call.
Yes, so that the forces
of crime and or evil will not escape unpunished.
Right.
And with one mighty blow from your enormous fist...
I will wreak...
havoc.
Is that what I wreak?
Yes, that's what you wreak. What's wrong?
That doesn't sound right.
It's right.
You may tell the commissioner I have heard summons and will hasten to answer his desperate call so the forces of evil...
Yes, Commissioner.
Miss Hellfinger, I did forget something.
What?
I don't know who he is, but I do know this.
Oh, yes. Okay, let me have it.
I don't know who he is, but I do know this. He looks just like... Reek Horror. Is it Reek Horror, Miss Hellfinger?
No, that's not right.
I have heard his summons.
I don't know who he is, but I do know this.
Desperate calls
he looks
the forces
just
of evil
like
will
a chicken.
And whenever...
What's that, Miss Hellfinger?
What was that, Miss Hellfinger?
Just rhyme running crampant.
Wow. Can Miss Hellfinger get this all straightened out in time? After all, that was the Gesheenmanhurst we bird, and I'm is of the Tessence. Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Well, as I've said, the news lately has been mostly bad. Today, the news was better. The markets were up. But it's been a roller coaster, and we know what that means. So this song, Steely Dan, from 1975 off the Katie Lyde album, is dedicated to everybody with a serious position in the market and, well, everything that we're fearing for tomorrow. Play. Play. Oh, there it is, play. I like that. You know, if you receive the email, you got a notification that there will not be a broadcast of the show on September 1st, September 8th, or September 15th. Well, I have much worse news. There also will not be a broadcast of the show on August 25th. I neglected to remember that when I was composing this morning's email. You see, on Thursday, August 25th, I will be seeing Steely Dan at Starlight Theater in Kansas City, and I won't be here in the studio. So tonight is, as I said, the second to last night before the Thursday before the hiatus. There will be a broadcast next week, but after that, the next broadcast will be actually 3 hours on the Hank and Jim Network on September 17th, and then September 21st, right back here on a Thursday night. There is the archive to get you through while I'm away. I'll send you a postcard from Europe. But that's about the best I can do.
Ghetto Freaks explodes on the screen with excitement never before shown in a motion picture. Ghetto Freaks exposes the sensuous facts of taking over a white commune and turning the white chicks into soul sisters.
Help me! And I said no. She's my lady. Nobody touches her.
What's the matter, man? You knew the rules when you joined this family. And the rules were real fine when you didn't have a chick of your own. And you took your share real good. Now your little pink lady is going to obey the rules. Watch.
Ghetto Freaks is a motion picture that will make every part of you react with a new feeling. Groupies, long hairs, freaks, all living in one soul family and doing the bidding of a black leader. Nothing could stop these freaks from performing their weird initiation rituals night after night. Every new white convert wore an afro and obeyed the rules of the leader, and he showed them how to get their kicks where their cracker lovers left off. Ghetto Freaks is a film you can't afford to miss. Ghetto Freaks.
Oh, I was just mesmerized by that motion picture promotion. It was astonishing, don't you think? Right now from Vinyl, Mr. Dave Edmonds off of the Tracks on Wax 4 album, holding it up here for the camera. That's from about 1979 or so. This is Thread Your Needle. If I turn up the turntable... Terrific stuff from Mr. Dave Edmonds. I could pick. This is Don and Phil Everly from 1960. A cover a Little Richard song. Lucille, and now from 1966, this is Young Holt, Unlimited, and well, the title makes it self-evident.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That was Whack Whack by Young Holt, Unlimited from 1966. And I have just made a decision, because there will be a 23-day gap between next week's Hinky Dinky Time radio program and the September 17th Hank and Jim Network appearance. I've decided that next week I'm going on at 8 o'clock and going for 2 hours from 8 to 10 p.m. to load you up before the hiatus. How's that? Because I care. Simply because I care. You know, I thought I was facing a major kidney stone issue in the last 24, 48 hours. There was evidence to that effect. I don't know what's become of it. It's hiding. So, you know, such as it is, this is how things are. Right now, from 2009, off of what is still their only album, Mumford & Sons, Rolling Away My Stone.
Together we can see what we will find. Don't leave me alone at this time, for I'm afraid of what I will discover inside. Me that I would find a home within the fragile substance of my soul, and I have filled this void with things unreal, and all the while my character it steals. That's exactly how this grace thing works. It's not the long walk home that will change this heart, but the welcome I receive with the restart. gone too far this time. You have neither reason nor rhyme with which to take this home that is so rightfully mine.
That's Mumford & Sons from 2009 and Roll Away Your Stone. We're getting down to the bottom of the hour. We're probably going to go a couple minutes too long, but don't worry, we got 2 hours next week. We're going to get to everything that's left over right now from 1971 off of the Nielsen Schmielsen album. This is Harry, and he is down.
No borders, no boundaries. They echo and they swell, from Tolstoy to Tinkerbell, down from Berkeley to Carmel. Got some pictures in my pocket and a lot of time to kill. Hey sunshine, I haven't seen you in a long time. Why don't you show your face and bend my mind? These clouds stick to the sky like a floating question mark. They linger there to die. Don't know where they're going, and my friend, neither do I. Cloudy, cloudy, cloudy.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of the Hinky Dinky Time Radio Show. Glad you could be with me. Hope you're enjoying it right now as you listen to it again on the archive. Because I know you are. I can see you. I can see you. Yes, I can. I have the technology to look through your computer at you. And I know you're watching me right now. Or at least listening to me. That's going to do it. As I said, I'll meet you back here next week. And we're going to do 2 hours of this. Isn't that exciting? Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there. A sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, arranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?